AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Vice President J.D. Vance criticized Israel's parliament vote on West Bank annexation.
I mean, what I would say to that is when I asked about it, somebody told me that it was a political stunt, that it had no practical significance, it was purely symbolic. I mean, look, if it was a political stunt, it was a very stupid political stunt, and I personally take some insult to it. The West Bank is not going to be annexed by Israel. The policy of the Trump administration is that the West Bank will not be annexed by Israel. That will continue to be our policy. And if people want to take symbolic votes, they can do that. But we certainly weren't happy about it.
The vice president wrapped up his visit in Israel today. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said he would be traveling to Israel this week. In a speech, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will double its non-U.S. exports.
This decades-long process of an ever closer economic relationship with the United States is now over. And as a consequence, many of our former strengths as a country, former strengths more particularly as our economy, strengths based on close ties to America, have become our vulnerabilities.
That's audio from the Canadian Network Pool. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced a military strike against a suspected drug boat in the Pacific Ocean. Three people were killed. This is the second strike in 2 days in the Pacific, following seven in the Caribbean. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's providing a base of operations for U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents in the San Francisco area. World shares were mixed today following a retreat on Wall Street. Crude prices jumped more than $2 after President Trump announced sanctions on Russian oil giants. And the U.S. government's gross national debt has surpassed $38 trillion, according to the latest Treasury Department report. More on this and other stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. It was a night of mixed results for the NBA's top three draft picks in their professional debuts.
Man, yeah, that was crazy.
20-year-old rookie and third overall NBA draft pick Vijay Edgecombe finished with 34 points in a 117-116 win in Boston, recording the third most points in an NBA debut and the most since Wilt Chamberlain's record 43 in 1959. Edgecombe scored 14 points in the first quarter, surpassing LeBron James' record 12 in his 2003 debut.
Feels great to be have my name mentioned, LeBron name.
Elsewhere, reigning top pick Cooper Flagg struggled in his debut with the Mavericks, scoring just 10 points on 4 of 13 shooting in a 125-92 loss to the Spurs.
Not great. I mean, obviously didn't play incredibly well.
Number 2 pick Dylan Harper of San Antonio debuted with 15 points. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans. Something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.